Good evening, friends out there that are listening to Homies Around the World. This is Sweaty Yeti here. I am currently sitting in this nice open-air restaurant on the island of Milos. The town I'm in is called... I can't find the name of the town. Basically, Milos is like a horseshoe-shaped island, and the main town where the port is called Adamas. And then you have to go up the hills a few kilometers. So it's kind of up here in the hills. It's just where my Airbnb was. Yeah, it's a pretty nice Airbnb in terms of, compared to the last one. The last one was a little wonky, and just the bathroom configuration was all weird. It was like, you couldn't really, or like when you sit on the toilet, the sink is basically like in your lap, so you have to kind of shimmy around the sink to get to and from the toilet. But it was a nice place. It had air conditioning, and it was just down the street for some great restaurants and stuff. So just to reset a little bit, I was on the island of Naxos, really cool, super chill island. I was looking for, an island that wasn't like a big party island like Mykonos apparently is. A lot of people go to Santorini, which, I've seen pictures and it looks beautiful. It just seems more suited towards, like, newlyweds and couples and stuff. So after talking to a few people and getting some ideas, I settled on the island of Naxos to start with. And I really enjoyed it. It was, it had all the amenities for tourists, but it didn't feel completely overrun with tourists. I mean, there's definitely a lot of travelers there. but it felt like just really chill vibe. So I think I spent 3 days there and really just relaxed. I mean, I basically would get up, go to my favorite little bakery, which had these bugatsas. They're basically like spanakopita. I'm not quite sure what the difference is, but they told me the dough. These two really nice ladies that work there told me the dough is kind of different. They do something different with it so I get my bugatsa and my coffee, and I really love the Greek coffee. And would just chill in the morning, and then go for a walk. They have this old, like, it's like. It's like a ruin that's like a Apollo temple or sanctuary or something. All that really is left of it is just this little frame. But it's a real nice walk from the main port. And then near that ruin, there's this little place where you can swim. And I just basically like went swimming. It was just awesome, just super relaxing. And I just, you know, there was like a couple old ladies swimming around too, and then this young mother. It was kind of a cool, like, I wish I was like a painter, because this scene of this young mother kind of with her stroller, taking her stroller up and like getting her baby all situated, and then she like goes in for a swim and then comes back and takes her stroll. I don't know. It was just, it sounds like I'm a creeping peeping Tom or something, but it was just like a really cool scene. Just a few other people swimming in this little area, by the ruin. What did I do? Oh, I got tickets for my other ferry rides. Tried to get a scooter. I guess here in Greece, they're way more strict about renting scooters. So I showed them my international driver's license, and because I didn't have the motorcycle endorsement, they wouldn't rent me a scooter. Normally, I've had no problems in other countries like Spain and Vietnam and Where else? Indonesia, renting scooters, but here it's a little bit of a different system, I guess. But you can rent these ATVs, these quad ATVs. I screwed up though, and the guy asked me if I have experience, and I told the truth, and I said I only had ridden one once, and he kind of looked at me sideways, and so that was it for that. But it didn't really matter because I really just enjoyed doing super simple stuff while I was in Naxos. I found this restaurant, and I don't remember the name. It's just up the street from my Airbnb, and I noticed after I had already eaten there once that it was like gotten some award on TripAdvisor. Didn't know that at the time, but it's just the food there was just amazing. I had this like amazing Greek salad with this like Naxos specialty house-made like sour cheese. It's kind of like it's a goat cheese, but it's sort of soft. And then and their Greek salad just was just super delicious and filling. And then the other day I went back there. Well, I went to this other place first just to compare. I had a pretty good meal there with this fish or whatever. But I went back to my favorite place and had their moussaka. Even though it was a kind of a hot day and I probably was more in the mood for something lighter, I just wanted to try moussaka there because I knew it would be really good, and I wasn't disappointed. It was super delicious. I can't even remember another time that I've had moussaka. I know I've had it, but I just can't remember when. But this was super memorable and great, and when I get home, I want to try to make it. The food, I mean, I love Croatia and everything, but I have to say, the food was just like okay to me. And granted, I didn't really like, I was mostly just eating out of supermarkets and stuff and just kind of eating on the cheap for the most part. I didn't really go to too many nice restaurants or anything. So take it with a grain of salt, but I thought the food was like, so it was okay. You know, it was good. But the food here in Greece, at least the places I've been so far, is just, I'm going to put it up there with like my foods that I could probably eat every day without getting sick of, like along with obviously Japanese, Vietnamese, Lebanese food. I feel like those kinds of foods I could eat every day and just not get sick of. And I'm starting to feel like Greece might be up there with them. So, So Naxos was great. There's another beach that's literally about a 5-minute walk from my Airbnb the other direction. And went there a couple times. I walked down the beach to a less crowded. It wasn't really a crowded beach, but they had like little restaurants that operate these like rows of like lounge chairs that you have to pay like a crazy amount. It was like somewhere between 7 and 20 euros just to sit on a chair. So I was like, screw that, and I walked down the beach to pretty deserted place. I mean, there was a few people walking around, but listening to an audiobook full of short post-apocalyptic stories called The Wastelands. And then every time I'd get hot, I'd just go for a swim. Of course, I kind of roasted myself, so I'm not too bad, but I'm like itchy. In case I haven't mentioned before, I have very sensitive skin, and probably shouldn't have laid out that long, but oh well, it was a nice day. Yesterday I had a 5:30 ferry from Naxos over here to Milos, and so I checked out of my Airbnb and basically had a bunch of time to kill, and I had my pack with me, so really couldn't do a whole lot. So I just kind of camped out at this little restaurant/bar, which had Wi-Fi and everything, and I just sat and dorked out on the internet and researched my trip for Russia to Mongolia on the Trans-Mongolian Railroad. So I'm kind of trying to get geared up to buy my ticket for that. And then took the jet boat to Mila. So there's two basic kinds of ferries. There's the big, huge, slow-moving ferries, which actually don't move that slow. They're relatively fast for the size they are. And these ferries have, like, multiple decks and, like, restaurants on board. It's like a mini cruise ship almost. And then there are these jet boats, which are smaller. They still probably fit a couple hundred, 200 people. They're a little bit more comfortable, and then they just haul ass. So you're just looking out the window, and you're just flying across the water. So I took a jet boat here to Milos last night. Anyway, so this morning I woke up and went down to the little bus stop to go into town to see about renting an ATV. And this nice kid, about 18 years old, named Janice, we start chatting, and he's helping me with the bus and everything. And then I interviewed him for a podcast. So I'm gonna post that in this same podcast post. So he's this little 18-year-old playboy, kind of reminded me of the situation from the Jersey Shore. But he was really funny and super nice, so we became Instagram friends. And anyway, he was just telling me how he's from, let's see, I think he's from Athens, but he works on the island this whole summer, and today is his last day, so he's going back to Piraeus and then going to university. So super nice kid, really funny, just interaction, just kind of spontaneous. I will post that interview on the podcast. So anyway, I went into town today and got myself an ATV, and this time I was smart enough to fib a little bit and tell them I had plenty of experience. So they rented me a quad, and I spent the good part of the morning kind of motoring around and just kind of getting lost up in the hills. But I have been feeling a little bit under the weather, just a cold or something. So I went back and just kind of chilled, and now I'm here just eating dinner. So anyway, tomorrow will be another adventure. I'll probably try to hit some of the beaches. But anyway, Greece so far is turning out to be amazing. If you ever get a chance, definitely come see the Greek Isles. The ones I've seen are really cool. The food is amazing. The people that I've met so far have been really friendly, and a lot of them speak enough English to kind of have a quick conversation with. So yeah, yay Greece. That's all for now. Sweaty Yeti out. So I know I already signed out, but I just got back to my Airbnb and thought I would add a couple postscripts. I'm sitting on my terrace now. This Airbnb has this sick terrace. It's like wraparound. Got this kind of crow's nest view of all the streets around me. It's pretty sweet. Anyway, yeah, sitting in that, I don't know if it's called a taverna or just a restaurant. I'm not quite sure the difference, but the first thought is just the pace of life. As an American, we're used to like everything just being like, you know, rush, 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 and, you know, give me this now, and blah, 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 and, you know, instant gratification and everything. And also, like, I find that, like, I finish my meal and I'm sitting around, like, waiting for the bill and stuff like that. But it's just like, I was sitting there just like observing these other old dudes around me, and I don't know if you could hear them in the background. I kind of like doing podcasts in public public places because you get a little bit of that ambient background noise. And my friend Kat said she really likes that, so I figured I'd keep, you know, trying to get some little podcast. But I'm just kind of observing these old guys and they just like hang out, you know, they're just chatting, and I don't know what they're saying. I mean, it could be, you know, their conversation could be boring as hell, I have no idea, but they just sort of aren't in any rush to get anywhere. They're just hanging out, and Greece isn't the only culture I've seen like that, where people just sort of take their time and they just sort of hang out, and they're not necessarily getting like super wasted. I don't see anybody like extremely inebriated. You know, they're sipping on beers or a glass of ouzo, or they've got a little liter of wine or something. But I don't see anybody getting like it doesn't seem like they're there to just get shit house. They're just there to like see their friends and be a part of the community and shoot the breeze and whatever. As far as I can tell, as an outside observer who doesn't know the language or anything, that's just the impression I get. So as an American in that environment where I sit down and I have this sort of, there's this sort of rhythm to like how I assume, you know, experience is supposed to be in a restaurant. You know, you sit down. They're like constantly coming over to your table to check on you and everything like that. Like, I don't think it's different here, and I don't think it's a bad service thing. I think it's just a different rhythm. You know, people just take their time. Like, I noticed the servers and stuff, it's not like they're going slow. They're just not killing themselves, like, to try to, and like, rush over and come over your table like a million times or anything. I think it's just it's like a different life philosophy, you know, and they're just moving at a different pace, and there's something about it that I just appreciate. So that was the one observation, and I look around to these other restaurants that I'm walking by, and you know, that you see the same thing over and over again. It's just, you know, groups of people just like hanging out, just chilling, you know, where I guess in America, people that age and you know, of like older age or whatever, I say older, I mean, I guess there's people, I observed some dudes in their 30s and then people in their maybe 50s and 60s, you know, so it's all different ages and stuff. but I guess in America, people would just go home, and they would shut themselves in their home, and they would like watch TV or something like that. And not to say that, I don't know, there could be just as many people inside their homes watching TV, but there's something just cool about that, just sort of like, I don't know, community watering hole or whatever. It was funny because the owner, I assume he was the owner, but there was this one table where he had some buddies, and every time he would pass by that table, they had like a little shot of beer for him, so he'd just come by, take a shot of beer. It was almost like watching like somebody do the Century Club or whatever. I don't know, it was just a funny little scene. So anyway, that was my first observation, is just kind of the different pace of life, different rhythm of life, and observing how, and that's one of the things that I like is my travel, is like just seeing how people live their lives, just average people live their lives, and how in some ways we're all the same, and in some ways we do things a bit differently, and some of those differences are just really interesting. And so that's just one example of one of those little differences. And the second thing, as I was leaving the restaurant, I just walked to the market, and I'm just hobbling around on my flip-flops and just, you know, I don't know, there's this kind of like mode that I get into, that I'm in right now, that where it's like, okay, I'm not running around at a hectic pace. I'm not sightseeing. I'm not, you know, trying to plan like 7 activities for tomorrow. I'm not like out partying. I'm not like, you know, all those things I'm not doing. I'm not being a typical traveler. I'm just now I can't think of like a word for it, but I'm just like a fixture. I'm just being, I'm just sort of, doing the things that I would normally do at home, but just, I just happen to be in another setting. Like I happen to be on this little island in Greece, and just sort of doing like normal things. So like getting up, paying my bills, same thing, finding the little market, getting some juice, just normal things. Like it sounds totally dumb and boring, but like the last few days on Naxos and now here, and this is kind of how I plan to spend. I mean, I'm gonna go around on the ATV and bomb it up a little bit tomorrow, and maybe, I don't know, but for the most part, like this is it's a privilege, or it's a privilege to be able to just be, just to not worry about the time, not worry about having a place that I need to be, not worrying about like other responsibilities and stuff, and also not having like the typical travel things like, oh, I gotta, you know, get up at a certain time because I gotta be at this be at this certain place for this certain tour tomorrow or something like that. It's just, hey, I'm going to get up and go have a coffee and, you know, jump on the ATV and go check out some cool stuff or whatever. And then if I get tired, I'll come back and maybe take a rest and then maybe go find dinner or something. I mean, just like super basic like stuff, but there's just there's something really pleasurable about that. I guess you could, going back to like travel style, you could put that into the relaxation category. But I don't know, it feels like it almost deserves like a category of its own. It's just being, you just happen to be in another place. I kind of felt like that when I was in Vietnam on the last trip. You know, after doing some tours and doing, you know, meeting my family in Hoi An, meeting my friend Ariel in Nha Trang, and going to some places and different, I don't know, like I remember just being in Ho Chi Minh City and like having my little Airbnb, and I just go out and, you know, and I, after I like went and saw like a lot of the sights in the city and stuff, I would just go out and, you know, I'm going to go find a place to eat some noodle soup today, or, you know, I'm just going to walk around, or, you know, it's just that really simple, whatever. Gives me a glimpse of what it would feel like if I was just living there, and not a tourist or a traveler or something. And not to say that anyone would mistake me for a local or anything like that. But it's somewhere in between feeling like a tourist and feeling like a local. It's just like, oh, here's a foreigner just kind of hanging out in our neighborhood or something. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. There's just something about it that is a good feeling to me. So yeah, that's my final thoughts for the evening. And I think that'll be it for now. But until later, Yeti out.